Hello, hello, and welcome to Quacklip, and today we're bringing you another exclusive to the channel.
Yeah, we're bringing you a how-to-play guide and strategy guide for Connect 4 by Hasbro Gaming. Now, this is a two-player, head-to-head, sort of chip placement game, right? The object of this game, go ahead and break it down for us.
What you're trying to do, you're trying to connect four, as the name suggests. You either connect four by having them horizontally or diagonally. Whoever gets there first wins the game.
Any location on this vertical grid, and we'll do some displays and examples throughout the course of this to show you exactly how that works. Yep. Now, one thing we want to let you know if you're brand new to the channel, first off, hit that subscribe button down below.
For sure.
We have a lot of exclusive stuff coming. On Quackaloop, we produce the highest quality gameplay reviews, unboxings, documentary videos, a whole mix of stuff, all for you fans of the board gaming and kind of tabletoping community. Mm-hmm. Along with that, today specifically, we have some of the biggest names coming to the channel.
Crazy.
Ever. One in particular that's launching at 5 p.m. tonight. We're doing the premiere of what is potentially our biggest video to date.
Yeah.
I personally am super excited for it.
Oh yeah, me too. It's gonna be amazing.
Hit that subscribe button, hit that bell button. 5 p.m. tonight. I expect to see you there.
Don't miss it.
Let's go ahead and dive into Connect 4. Now, the object of the game, the base object's fairly straightforward. It seems like a simple game on the surface,
but
right?
It really isn't.
You're gonna be taught, you're gonna be dropping pieces. Slowly trying to create a connection of four, blocking your opponent along the way, and trying to either get a horizontal or diagonal line. So we'll continue playing here until one of us has secured a position. Now see, here I have a connect three, but that's not quite what I need to actually secure a victory. So go ahead and finish off your connect four here. If I was not paying much attention, there we go. This would actually have won the game for the yellow player. That's the object. As simple as that, or is it?
Aha.
Go ahead and slide this, drop this back down. So there's a lot of nuance and strategy when it comes to playing Connect 4. First off, because it's a perfect information, head-to-head tactical game, you're really going to be able to see every opportunity you and your opponent have.
Yeah.
So it really is a pairing of two individual minds up against one another.
Yeah, you have to have foresight into this.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a big part of this. So all the advice we're going to be giving goes both ways. Not only should you be internalizing the strategy guide, but you should also be trying to read what your opponent is doing along the way. So as we tell you tips and tricks to nearly win every time, you should be thinking and placing them in your opponent's mind as well. If Jan has seen this strategy guide, I know he knows the same general concepts that I do. So taking advantage and being able to really monopolize on a specific point or moment is going to change the course of the game.
Yeah.
Now, to start off, what should people be thinking about or considering when it's at a blank slate?
So, one of the key things when approaching Connect 4 is that the middle row is the best row, especially for a starting move.
Yeah, always continue playing down that middle row, at least a tile or two high. There's a few different reasons for this. Primarily, the main reason is that the amount of potential connections throughout this middle row are going to be maximized.
Yep.
So think of each of these circles as a multiplication factor, right? And so the more areas of interlocking or interconnectivity that it has, the more opportunity you're going to be the more opportunity you're going to have to earn that connect four.
Yep.
Here in the middle, this one in particular right here could go the whole way up. Okay. So there's a potential connection. It could go from either side.
Yeah.
Full range of connect four on the sides, but then you also have the diagonal route ending with that middle route. But then something we're going to encourage you to consider moving forward as well, you're also going to have the diagonals with this being the middle zone.
Yep.
So as this stacks, that's just going to continue and continue to maximize upon itself. The edge spots.
Yeah, so the edge spots are a little bit tricky. So let's say that we started off the game by going into that middle column. We're trying to capitalize on that. And then suddenly our opponent decided to go to those side spots. That is a bad move.
That's going
to
be a major mistake that you're actually going to want to take advantage of, right?
Yeah.
Those edge spots, like I was saying, think of these circles as multiplication factors.
Yep.
They're going to have a lot less interconnectivity than any other location on the board. So these edge spots, should really only be utilized towards the back end of the game or when you're making a very specific strategic move.
To try and distract your opponent, for example.
Yeah. So one of the elements that we want to touch on is going to be a concept called traps in Connect 4. That's when these edge spots can come into play. Let's go ahead and open this up and set up a few traps. Let's start with a very simple set of three. So sequence of three traps. So if you want to go ahead and play down, and I'll play as if I was blocking you across the top here, right? So I've played two, you've played all three, and for some reason I let you have all three bottom middle yep. zones. This trap can, however, exist anywhere on the board. Mm-hmm. Please remember that our displays, so that we're not click-clacking too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, exactly.
Are mostly going to be down on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If this had been the setup, if I'd allowed you to get a clear zone of three open areas, horizontal or diagonal, mm-hmm. with two ends that I'm not able to block,
yeah,
I've locked into a losing condition.
Automatically.
You're going to be able to win.
Yeah, and for sure, I think there's a lot of space here to consider the verticality of this board and the verticality of the game in general. I think a lot of people kind of like limit themselves to those first initial moves and don't really have
a lot of people think idea. About the bottom as mm-hmm. where the game happens.
And it's actually up here.
No, it's going to be in these. I mean, honestly, it's going to usually stretch into these top three rows. Mm-hmm. You need to be playing towards end game from the very first move.
Yep.
Now, another one of the traps that we wanted to touch on.
It's actually really interesting. So it might sound like Connect Four is the name of the game, but really what you're looking for are sevens.
Yeah, a seven, visual seven, is going to be the most powerful combination mm-hmm. of pieces that you can get in the game.
Yeah, for sure. The reason why it's so important is because you're going to have so many venues to stem from that visual seven.
Yep.
There's no way you'll lose if you're able to achieve it.
It's a trap, right? So it'll lock you into a win condition. Let's go mm-hmm. ahead and set up an example of a seven here on the board.
Starting all with that middle row, very important. And so now we're working towards this. So first off, Jesse, go ahead and place this. Let's suppose that you're not paying any attention to what I'm doing.
Well, I can block you right there.
But I'm already working towards my goal.
You are. So you're trying mm-hmm. to build up a visual seven here, right? So that's going to be key. Now, I could have placed down in a few other locations. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the key. Here's what you're looking for. Across the front, you can see 1, 2, 3, and then 1, 2, 3 yeah. down. That's going to be a visual seven. Literally, the letter seven. Exactly. Here's the interesting part. As you start building up this column here, you're going to have a no holds barred win condition mm-hmm. right in these two locations.
Yeah.
Let's explain how that works. So if everyone is watching, remember Connect Four is the object of the game. Mm-hmm. You have a diagonal Connect Four in that location yeah. and a horizontal Connect Four.
And you also have another one right here.
Now that one is more of a distracting element mm-hmm. than anything, because here's the next move you should make. Drop one piece down there to start scaring me. And
I'm close.
See you working up. I've got to block you there.
Oh, but I'm sorry, buddy. I wasn't really ever aiming for that.
Well, it's true, because now I'm starting to freak out because you've got a win condition here, so I might pop in to block you.
But unfortunately, I had the game from the very beginning.
There was not an opportunity for me mm-hmm. to block or avoid that sequence of events. Literally, while this is Connect Four, like you said, Connect Sevens is going to be the most powerful yep. sequence. So as you're building out this grid, mm-hmm. always be looking for that sequence of three horizontal and three diagonal
yep.
Seven sequences, mm-hmm. right? That, again, can happen anywhere across this board. However, the seven is going to be the most powerful when connected to the ground
yeah,
floor.
For sure.
The reason being is that layered stacking, mm-hmm. that 1, 2, 3, is going to be utilized the best when you can drive the conversation.
And keep in mind that this seven is not necessarily limited to being a direct seven like this. You can also start rotating the seven across the board visually and around this grid to try yeah. and take advantage of any venue possible. So for example, right here, we could start building another, if we didn't have that seven, another potential seven, just building off of that. So there's a lot of opportunity here for a lot of strategic play.
Yeah, seven's one of the most compelling numbers in this game. Now, mm-hmm. let's go ahead and open this up again, because I would like to point out something that I think is a strength in this game for advanced players. When it comes to Connect Four, a lot of people mentally or visually consider things in direct lines,
yes.
right? I'm always trying to add the last in a sequence of four. Mm-hmm. So if I place down three here, I'll want them all connected there because yep. I want to be adding one here or one over mm-hmm, here. Mm-hmm. It's not actually the best way to
Definitely
play
not.
This game. Mm-hmm. You can really put your opponent back on their heels by thinking about pairs and middles, mm-hmm. right? So as we're building up a grid, let's go ahead and start just growing this up. Let's drop a few things down. So I might just start building up here. Not quite sure what we're doing. We're just going back and forth a little bit. You kind of blocked me there.
Wait, give me a second. What are you trying to...
I was just making middles. I was trying to make a middle.
Okay, middle, then.
Okay, there we go.
So here?
Yeah. So we're just going back and forth here, placing pieces down. Now, what my opponent has failed to notice is that I'm actually focused on this location here. That's what I call a middle.
Yeah, you completely surprised me on that one. I wasn't even paying attention.
Right, because here's the important thing, or the same thing if this red piece wasn't here. Mm-hmm. You want to build stacks that give you the opportunity to win from the inside out, because mm-hmm. that's not what your opponent's going to be primarily looking for. They're going to be thinking about sequences and patterns of three, and while they're focused on their own game, going through all the strategy we've been talking about, mm-hmm. their brain is primarily going to be looking for groupings.
Yeah.
So separating or spacing those groupings mm-hmm. will really give you an opportunity to kind of leverage the game. So I can pop in right there.
And you got it.
Yep. And I've closed off this win. Now, here's the next stage of this game. Really, traps. Those are going to be your three core traps throughout the course of the game. The ways that you can set the board up for your own win conditions. Mm-hmm. The next thing you want to consider is how you deal with an opponent who's playing this game.
Yeah,
you
that,
wanna drive
that becomes a crux.
You want to drive the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. What you always have to push towards your own objective.
Yep.
Remember, this is a game all about prediction and foresight. So if you know you want that middle row, make sure that you start capitalizing 100%. On that center. If you know you want to go for a seven, make sure that you're making moves that help you towards that goal. You're always trying to force your opponent into what you want to do.
Well, and you cannot forget about the fact that your opponent is going to have a similar goal. Mm-hmm. So here's some of the strategies to dissuade or distract your opponent. First off, drive the conversation by building towers. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a direct thing that you're trying to do, that's going to force your opponent to waste an action or waste a turn blocking you mm-hmm. While you're setting yourself up for a potential seven moving forward, depending yep. on where they play, right? Always be leveraging what they've done and trying to stack yourself on top of it mm-hmm. instead of letting them get the high ground.
It's all about misdirection.
The next thing you're going to want to pay attention to, whenever your opponent has a sequence of two happening, mm-hmm. that means they're opening the door for a potential chain, right?
Yeah.
They're about one move away mm-hmm. from being to the victory condition. Mm-hmm. Always try to start blocking them, still being strategic, but always start trying to block them at move three. Now, mm-hmm. your play there was actually not the strongest play in mm-hmm. this scenario. The middle play here, if that had been left open, mm-hmm. would have been the best location yep. for you to play down. One thing I wanted to point out since...
Well, hey, we're trying to teach them. That was the point.
I'm just pointing that out so that people in the audience don't get confused. Remember these side areas without a purpose are going to be our weakest points of play.
The middle is the most important.
So take advantage of your opponent playing there. If mm-hmm. they leave the middle open, mm-hmm. or if they start driving the conversation to the side, you may want to lean into that, right? Leverage that to build a seven or chain a three, or find some openings where you don't think they're going to be placing gaps down and you can fill a hole in the middle.
And another thing that I'd like to bring to your attention is that every move has a duality to it. You're not just blocking your opponent, you're also trying to move towards your own goals.
Yep.
So whenever you place down a chip, make sure that you are advancing your own strategy. For example, me placing that down is me working towards a seven. And that's what you always have to do. No matter if you're just blocking, always try to block with purpose.
Yeah, that's the whole point of building this tower, to get your opponent to block with a meaningless mm-hmm. chip. As long as you're being purposeful with your blocks and not allowing them to take advantage of that. For instance, building up this stack here forced you to go there.
Yep.
But if I was building up a stack of two mm-hmm. and you'd started blocking me on the round of two, you'd be in a much better position to leverage your position instead of it being the whole way four
yep.
high. Because this isn't going to come into play mm-mm. until mid-game's been yeah. resolved. That's really, really important to keep in the back of your mind. One other last tip that we want to kind of touch into here is going to be what happens if an opponent has started building up in the middle before you, right?
And how do you combat that, right?
Well, and let's say that you know the concept of the game. So mm-hmm. you've started building up that middle zone.
Yep.
Maybe I play one there as well, but you're really leaning heavy into it. Divide this grid into a section of quarters mm-hmm. and start playing or leaning into one half of the grid to start with,
yep.
right? Keep your chips contained to one side so that you control the playing field and have more possibilities of connections. Your opponent may not allow you to do this permanently, but you will be in a better position if you're really taking advantage here. Now, mm-hmm. see, if I placed there, I would have been giving you an opportunity for a connect of three.
Yep.
That might not have come into play immediately, but I always want to avoid you getting the advantage.
And so the thing with this is that you're also trying to work towards that upper row.
And that's
right?
what I'm looking at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get to place down here. I can work towards that upper row. Now, I don't have the advantage there. I probably should have leveraged this location
however,
to create a open area.
You do have the opportunity later on to catch me by surprise.
Yeah, I can entirely drive that conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing to keep in mind. If you divide up into a quarter and then a half, you can actually lean into your playing field and be a little bit more specific with your strategy.
Yeah, and it actually makes it that much that actually makes it much more manageable because you're just focusing on a smaller part of a larger grid,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So
this
can be a good strategy.
If you're looking at the field as a whole, this can be a lot to take in when you first sit down.
For sure. So this is a way of approaching the game in the quarters and in the ways that you think are going to be a little bit easier for you.
Yeah. I think that does it for our general strategy guide when it comes to Connect Four.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead and swing into a quick gameplay to show people how this actually operates.
Okay, so we're going to put our own words into practice, huh?
Oh.
I'm very bad at that, following my own advice.
Let's see what we can do.
So who's first?
I don't know. You wanna do a random shuffle?
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Mix these up in the back. Normally, the loser of the last game would go first. They'd get the advantage.
So you.
Or they...
Okay.
Oh, go. Pull one of those. You're going to be going first. Well, you get the lead. So you could go first or you could go second, whatever you pick.
And actually having the lead in this particular game is very important. Or it could be,
depending
on how you leverage it.
As long as you're leaning into this middle section, I don't think having the lead is going to be as crucial as it seems, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're really leaning into that middle zone here.
Hey, I'm following our advice.
That's true. And I'm going to go ahead and move over to the edge. My thought process is I really don't want to give you... Now, if you drive a tower of four, right? That's the trick you're going for.
Maybe.
You'd make a worthless chip up top here. So I'm going to go ahead and start blocking you at your tower of two. Make that middle a little bit more ineffective. Now you're setting up a nice diagonal.
Am I?
You are, because what I'm paying attention to is you actually have your middle filled, but you've got two open ends there that you could start closing in on. Now if I go there, I'm blocking you, but I don't know if I'm entirely worried about that sequence three. So let's pop in right there. Okay, you don't have a win condition yet, and I'm actually got the same sequence just opposite of you at the moment.
Yeah, I saw. Interesting.
And we're both not set up for a very good seven at the moment.
No, we're not. You just blocked my seven.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Very good.
Interesting. This game really gets aggressively crunchy.
Cerebral.
Once you start digging into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I don't want to give you that one.
Now, I've got a forced block here to guarantee that you're not going to... But you also have a few different win conditions appearing on the board, which I'm actually becoming slightly concerned about. You also have a potential high-rise seven here that you're driving.
I think you're paying too much attention to my things. You should probably get distracted like we've talked about before.
Potentially. Interesting. Now, I'm curious because you have a habit of liking to do things called upside-down sevens, which would be interesting. So I'm curious if you're going to try to lean into that strategy at all. Now, a sequence of three up top there, but you're not able to leverage it because both of these zones aren't open. Here's the problem.
I already won.
Did you just win? Fantastic.
Ninja.
Yeah. So that's a good example of how this game plays. Thank you so much for joining us for our gameplay of Connect Four. I'm going to drop the bottom out of this so no one can see my shame anymore.
You can pause at that particular point. I'll put a timestamp at the bottom so you can record that and make it into your background.
Well, here's the thing
whatever
you did.
Like.
You leveraged the fact that I was having fun narrating and paying too much attention to the game.
Sure, that's what I did. Mm-hmm.
And found a blind spot that I wasn't watching.
So, no, yeah, that was fun. I like that.
That was a good moment.
And I was playing towards our strategy
the entire time. Genuinely, that's why this game is just such a classic.
It has a hidden depth that I find very refreshing and compelling.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for joining us. Like we said at the beginning of this video, especially if you made it to this point, tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we're over here in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a premiere link up. Tune in for probably the biggest video on our channel.
Oh, man, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be incredible.
Amazing.
If you're joining us post the launch of this, so after the video has gone live, check the link in the description down below. I'm going to make sure I update with all of our classics, kind of all the media coverage we're doing across the board, letting you tune in to some of your favorites over the course of this week.
For sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. We're looking forward to seeing you next time. Remember, it's not Connect 4.
It's Connect 7.
Thank you.